Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. This is 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about our good friend Adrienne Guillermo being back on the show. Adrienne is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and she works so hard on behalf of veterans as the managing director of Veteran Aid Foundation. And folks, she just created this from nothing. This is a program that she's worked on for a long time to help veterans, and it's a labor of love for her, and that's the reason why I admire her so much. Adrienne Guillermo, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
I'm great. It's good to have you back. Happy Veterans Day.
Yes, happy Veterans Day to your son and to all the veterans out there. We appreciate what you've done for our country.
Thank you, Adrienne. So now you're headed over. You're going to have a meeting with the mayor of that little town over there in on the coast over there. What's New York City? Is that right?
You're going to have a meeting with
Mayor Bloomberg today?
I'm having breakfast with Mayor Bloomberg this morning at 8 o'clock at Gracie Mansion, which then we're going over to the opening ceremonies of the New York City Veterans Day Parade, which is the largest in the country and will be shown on television. I'm going to be meeting a lovely young man by the name of Dakota Meyer, a recipient of the Congressional Medal of Honor.
The most recent recipient, and by the way, folks, you gotta hear or read the story of what he did to earn that award. I've never heard anything like it in my life, Adrienne.
Jim, I just got chills when you just said that. And neither have I, and what makes it so sensational and so humble is his age. He's 23 years old, and he was only 21.
Here's the other thing, Adrienne. What he did was over a period of about 6 hours.
Yes.
Now, buddy, so when you go back into it after over 6 hours and put yourself in harm's way, I mean, it's just amazing. Folks, say his name again, Adrienne. Dakota
Meyer.
All right. Folks, you got to go read this story. I mean, it'll make you proud to be an American. All right. So tell us about the foundation, Adrienne.
Well, I had the difficult task of being asked to raise a little over $60 million for our veterans who are returning, who have returned and are returning to our country. They're in a lot of trouble. For anybody out there, to please, understand that these particular veterans have done a lot more tours than any other veteran in the history of our country.
We have asked a lot of them over the last 10 years, haven't we?
Yes, it's because we don't have a draft.
That's right.
And these are volunteer veterans. And post-traumatic stress disorder is rampant. Suicide is rampant. Drug addiction, alcoholism. We have 100,000 veterans homeless on any given night. And so I've been asked to raise this money. And in this economy, that's not an easy task.
Yeah, it is. So, I agree with you. And that's the reason why I'm so proud of you. One of the things people could do, business owners could do, is make sure that if you have an opportunity, if you need to hire somebody and you have an opportunity to hire a veteran, be sure to spend some time with them and find out about their background, find out about what they've done in the military. I'm going to predict that if you take the time to do that, you'll be extremely impressed, Adrienne.
I agree with you, and hiring a veteran, their training and discipline is incredible and will only enhance your business. They have a way of thinking and the way they were trained that will keep that, you know, your business in some kind of order. They're very, very responsible people. You know, and I know from having young children in their 20s that sometimes responsibility doesn't come with their with the territory.
Right. Exactly.
So, you know, you get a 24-year-old veteran, you know, you have a good shot of having a good employee.
Well, and they also have a better perspective on what the real world is like, you know, and they're just a lot more rounded as a person than maybe someone who hasn't been in the military of the same age. And so please be sure to give them an opportunity if you have an opportunity to interview a veteran, and maybe go out of your way to do that. Adrian, tell us about what the foundation is going to do.
Well, I have a method to my madness, Jim, when I'm raising money, and I believe that a win-win situation with business owners and the market is the way to raise money. There are 23 million veterans in the United States, which means with friends and family, it's closer to 19% of our population. So if you have a product out there, and you want to enhance that product and get it out to a market, one of the markets, it would be considered a veteran market.
Right.
Veterans come back with secured funding. They come back with various loans that they're allowed to take out.
Right.
They come back with this discipline that we just spoke about. And my belief is to go to a corporation and say to them, I will get you into this veteran market. You give me a dime, you know, or a dollar, or some kind of in-kind service that I can sell to the market, and you give back to the foundation. I will then take care of those veterans that need help.
Right.
So that's my method to my madness.
And how do they find you online?
www.veteransaid.us. And please, if you get a chance...
Veteransaid.us. Okay, go ahead.
If you get a chance, please text the word VET today to 80888 for a $10 donation to help a veteran.
Say that again.
Text VET, V-E-T-S, to 80888 for a $10 donation to our veterans.
Thank you, Adrian, for all you do for veterans. As you know, I've been proud of you for a long time. You're one of my heroes. Keep up the good work. And tell Mayor Bloomberg I said hello.
Oh, Jim, I certainly will. I'm sure he knows who you are.
Thanks, Adrian. I'll see you next time. Take care of yourself. Happy Veterans Day. Adrian Guillermo, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.